You are listening to the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast, where we discuss how to find ultimate intimacy in your relationship. We believe that no matter how many years you've been married, you can achieve passion, romance, happiness, and ultimate intimacy at any stage of your life. Join us as we talk to not only marriage experts, but couples just like yourself and people who are just flat out fun. The Ultimate Intimacy Podcast is for couples who have a good relationship but want to make it even better.
The 30 intimate questions to ask your spouse for better intimacy. Ooh, I'm going to like this one. I'm already blushing. This will be a fun episode. Again, a lot of these questions are on the app. If you go into the intimate conversations, also the conversation starters, you're going to find, like I said, pretty much all of these questions within the app. But we wanted to compile a fun 30 intimate questions to ask your spouse for better intimacy. These are just really going to get the conversation started and create some great conversations between the two of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Should we jump into this one? Just jump in?
Let's jump in.
Why don't you tell us first why this is important?
Why it's important?
Yeah.
Well, we always talk about how communication is the foundation of everything and how important it is to talk about sexual intimacy as well. So if you're talking about intimate things, naturally, I mean, let's face it, it's hard to talk about some of these things. It's even hard sometimes for us to talk about some of these things, right?
Right.
But we do it because it's important. And the more you do it, the more you're going to find out, the better your relationship's going to be, and the easier it's going to become to talk about things, especially hard topics, to the point to where there it really becomes that there's no hard topics. I mean,
right.
I would say in our relationship, we talk about things now that would have been really hard to talk about before, and it actually is a lot easier to talk about.
Even though Nick has admitted that there's certain things that are still hard for him to talk about.
Well, yeah, but not as hard, right? Like, it's like, ah, that's a little weird, but that's okay. Let's talk about it, right? Let's do it.
Okay.
So, all right, let's jump in.
Number one, what is, well, some of these were, okay, before we start, just to give you a disclaimer, some of these we will answer just to give examples, right? And some of these we will not because we do not want to hear
because
the answers.
This is rated PG.
Yes, yes. So we will be respectful. What is your favorite sexual memory of us together? We will not be answering this one.
I'm going to answer it.
No, you're not.
Okay. Okay. That's a great question.
Why would you want to ask your spouse this question?
Well, it's a great question because you can understand what made it so good, right?
Right.
What made that memory so good right. And so enjoyable for the both of us? And you should be asking each other the questions, right? Not just, hey, Amy, what, yada, yada, yada. Like, it should be you both answering the questions.
No, you both have to take turns. What is your favorite sexual memory of us together? I think not only, like you said, does it say why or what happened that made it so great so you can, like, relive it? But I also think that, like, brings back those loving, romantic, sexy memories that can kind of cause those feelings to start right?
Let's go recreate that.
Exactly.
Well, what's going to happen is if Amy says, I really like this because of this, this, and this, and I'm like, oh, I never would have guessed that. Oh,
I learned
you know
something.
What? We should be doing that more often then.
Exactly. And that's why it needs to go vice versa, right? Is because I need to know why for you too.
Babe, if I'm just alive and breathing and making love to you, that's my favorite sexual memory.
That's probably what most husbands say. Number two. And these are going to, like, some of these are going to be harder for some of you. But what do you find most attractive about me, both physically and emotionally?
Oh, man.
You don't have to answer it.
Okay. I was going to say, we would go into about hour five of this podcast, so
that's nice.
I'll tell you that later.
That's nice of you.
When we're making love later, I'll tell
you. I think it's important for couples, no matter how long you've been married, to talk about why you're still attractive to each other. And that doesn't have to be physical stuff. I mean, that's good, too. I still think you should compliment your spouse. But when you start having deep conversations about, like the other day, I told, like I said, I'm really attracted to you because you are so good at saying, those three things we just talked about. I'm sorry, I love you, and thank you. Like, that's super attractive to me that he is so good at saying them. I mean, that's the kind of conversation. Like, that's very, oh my gosh, like, I didn't even realize, like, that you noticed that, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, likewise. This is another one of those questions. We'd be here for 4 hours if I...
Number three. How do you envision our future together?
Great question.
Like, you could reword that one to say, how do you envision...
When we're retired.
Or retirement. But not even just that. Like, how do you envision retirement sexually? Like, what do you think it's going to look like? Do you think that our sex life's going to get better when our kids are moved out?
Oh, I sure hope so.
The next question is, what are your deepest fears or insecurities? Why is this so important for an intimate marriage?
I think because maybe some of the decisions that drive us are caused by our fears or different things. And so, you know, when you know each other's fears and things, maybe weaknesses, you can help each other be stronger and work together.
And I would say that when you're sharing your deepest fears and insecurities, that is creating trust because you realize that you have a safe place to share, and that emotional intimacy is building deeper and deeper when you share those kind of things.
For sure.
And that is what makes your sex life better.
For sure.
100%.
Yep.
The next one is so important. We talk about it all the time. What is your love language, and how can I better express love to you in that way?
Yeah, I think that's so self-explanatory. Important. Yep.
But we always talk about how, like, love languages change often with, like, stages of life. And, I mean, I feel like your love language changes depending on what you're not getting in your marriage. So if you feel like there's something lacking in your marriage, this is a great question to kind of bring that up in a nice way. Be like, hey, let's jump on the app and hurry and take the love quiz and find out if I need more quality time or more words of affection or physical touch, right?
Yeah.
And that way you can go through the resources after you take the quiz and be like, hey, this is you, this is me. How can we speak that better to each other?
For sure.
That's going to help your sex life big time.
Love it.
How can we be better support each other? How can we better support each other during times of stress and difficulty?
I think that's a great question, because that's when you need, like, you need extra support. You need your spouse to be there. You need someone to lean on. So understanding, like, hey, here's where I need you, and here's when I don't need you. And
I think this question would be awesome for, like, your weekly marriage checkup. Like, how can I support you better this week? Like, what is causing stress in your life? What's going to be hard for you this week? How can I be a better spouse to you?
Yeah, for sure.
During that time, right? Number seven is, what is your greatest dream and how can I help you achieve it? Once again, building emotional intimacy right there.
Yep. That's a great question.
I'm going to ask Nick, what's your biggest dream?
My biggest dream is to have a happy and intimate marriage. That's what I want.
You're living the dream.
I'm living the dream right now. Yeah.
And a lot of people are not. And so hopefully this
was... In all honesty and sincerity, like, there's nothing better in this world than when your marriage is going really good and everything's clicking. Like, right. that's what I crave, and that's what everything I do in my life is to try to continue to have that marriage, and hopefully, you know, Amy feels the same way, and that's what we both do together, right?
And I'm gonna put Nick on the spot. This isn't a question, but what would you say to to a spouse that their spouse doesn't crave that?
Well, what I say to a spouse is, a spouse doesn't crave that. I don't know. I mean, again, we go back to it takes two, right? Like, if a spouse just doesn't crave that, I don't know what you can do. You can't force it.
Yeah. I think maybe people don't crave that, though, because they're not getting it and they don't realize how awesome it is.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that? Because I feel like...
I think the word is, people get complacent. And sometimes people are okay with complacency because they think, number one, it's too hard to have something
better.
They think it's too much work, and it's really not. Or number two, they just say, oh, our marriage will never be like that. Why even try?
Right.
And so, you know, I think some people just get complacent and they just are like, this is the way my life is and I'll live with it. So, or selfishness, right? Like, they're like, oh, I have other things that are more important, unfortunately. But again, in my opinion, there's nothing better when your marriage is really good. The intimacy is really good. I mean, that's what makes me happy in my life, for sure.
Right. And I think that if you really work on getting, like, we call it ultimate intimacy, obviously, but getting to that point where you're super unified and you just, I don't know, you do feel like one. I feel like that feeling is addicting a little bit.
For sure.
Like, especially when you start to lose it and you want that back. And that's what I was trying to say is, like, I think people that are not there or haven't experienced that yet, they don't know what they're missing. And that's probably why they don't crave it. Because I think once you experience certain things like that real unity in your marriage, then you crave that all the time, right?
No question. Yeah, like I, the more we're connected emotionally and sexually, the more I want to keep that.
Yeah. The next one is, what do you need from me to feel emotionally fulfilled in our relationship? That's another one I feel like should be added to the weekly checkup.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge because I know we say it every single podcast, but to be, if you want a great sex life, you want that sexual intimacy, you have to feel emotionally fulfilled in your relationship, which comes from all the questions we've already stated and the love language being spoken, right?
For sure.
This is another one that Nick's going to love, but he's not going to share on podcast. What are your fantasies or desires that you've never shared with me?
Yeah, I won't share those on the podcast.
Why
actually,
is that? No.
I'm just going to say this and I'm going to be totally honest. My fantasies and desires are already being fulfilled. Like
because they're pretty simple because it's so much more than just sex, right? It's like being intimate is really...
Yeah, I'm already getting all my fantasies and desires.
Wow, you're pretty simple.
I'm a simple man.
Simple man. What role does intimacy play in our marriage and how can we improve it? That is a great question.
Yeah.
And I think with this question, you could almost go back to our relationship checkup where you like rated the different areas of intimacy. I'm going to put that, okay, that will be in our bio link on Instagram. You can go download the sexual intimacy checkup and it has like different areas of intimacy for you to ask questions and rate. Like, so if this list isn't long enough for you and you really want to dive into the areas of intimacy and really get talking about the spiritual intimacy, the sexual intimacy, the intellectual, like all those different areas, like that's a huge, I'm going to have that in the links just
perfect
in case you want it. What are your thoughts on sexual connection and how can we make it more fulfilling for both of us? I'm going to add the word physical sexual connection because we're talking a lot about emotional. But with this is an intimate conversation that we're having. So if you add the word physical to it, I think this is important for the women. Because if a woman isn't feeling like sex is physically awesome for her as much as the husband, like, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah,
and so I think it's really important for couples to be vulnerable and be honest. And like I told Nick, you know, a couple years ago, like, I just don't look forward to it because it feels good for 30 seconds and it took a whole lot of effort. And we had that conversation and it changed our marriage.
What's interesting, too, and I'm not going to give too much detail, is, like, in the past year or so, like, our sexual intimacy has changed a lot for the better. Like, it used to be that we'd spend a lot of time during foreplay and it was 40-minute back rubs all the time and this and that. And now, like, it's changed a lot because of the aids that really help. Now there's no longer a need to be 40 minutes of...
Unless you want it to, yeah.
My point is like, change is often good. And as you continue to talk and explore and try things, you're going to continue to see your intimacy change and get better as well if you're open to that.
Absolutely. Keyword, open to it, if you want change, right? How do you feel, next question, how do you feel about our communication in our relationship? I think this question is important, but if you're already having this conversation, it's probably pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Probably pretty good. So maybe switch that question to how do you feel about communicating about sexual intimacy in your marriage. I think that's more important because I think, like even you said, we had a conversation the other day of 22 years in there, and Nick said, there's still certain things that are kind of hard for me to ask or talk about. And so that right there statement was like, well, like what?
Well, like, Yeah.
Like, sometimes it can still be hard to be, like, in the bedroom and be like, do you like this?
Do you not like this?
And it's hard when you ask questions like, do you not like this? Or how can I do it better? Like, because you don't want to, like, hurt your spouse's feelings or be like, well, I don't like this. I don't like it when you do this without, you don't want to offend, right? So it can be hard. What are some ways that we can connect better daily emotionally? That's a great back to the beginning weekly checkup.
Yeah, and also
daily. Give us a
and
tip.
Also the simple things that I love you, you know, thank you, and I'm sorry. Like those simple three things. You know, I've said this 1,000 times, but I think if you were couples that did that on a daily basis, like you pretty much are going to have 0% chance of divorce. Like you're going to appreciate each other, look for the good in each other. You're probably not going to argue a whole lot. Like those simple three things just mean so much. And the forgiving just takes away that pride, which pride causes so many issues.
Absolutely. If you didn't hear that podcast episode, go back, what, 2 podcasts to the magical phrases? It's a great one.
Yep.
The next question is, what do you appreciate most about our relationship? Or about me. Like if you were to, like you just said, saying thank you, what do you appreciate most about me? If people did that every single day.
And if I were to answer this question, I would say that my needs are important to you and vice versa. Like I think we prioritize each other's needs. And even if they're not
the same,
like I feel that you prioritize my needs and I feel like I prioritize your needs and we really do try to serve each other.
But it wasn't always like that.
Correct.
It was not always like that. That took us a lot of years. So for anyone that's like struggling with like, I don't feel like my spouse prioritizes my needs. I don't feel like I do a very good job at prioritizing my spouse's needs. Like asking each other this one simple question and really get talking about it. If you truly care and you know exactly how you can do better at that, I think that's like marriage changing, right?
For sure.
Okay, I love this next question. Love it. How can we keep the spark alive in our marriage as the years go by or right now?
What are some of the things we do? I mean, what do you feel like we do to keep the spark alive? What works for us?
I literally would say that we... To keep the spark alive doesn't just mean like a great sex life. It means, to me, being emotionally connected on a deeper level all the time. And I would say we do 3 things. I'll just name off the top 3 that I can think of. We shower together almost every night, not intimately, emotionally.
Yeah, we hardly ever are intimate in the shower.
No.
We're just sitting there and talk.
We just talk for like 30 minutes and... The kids are in bed and it's just quiet and connecting. And that is really where we just have great conversations. The other thing we do is that we do try to both initiate lovemaking. Whether I'm in the mood or not, sometimes I will joke around and be like, hey, tonight's a great night, and he'll get all excited. And even though I'm not thinking about it or I'm not in the mood, I really do feel like that makes a difference in our marriage when I do that.
You know, I'm thinking about it.
He's always thinking about it. The next one is date night.
Yep. You said the 3 I was going to say. Exactly.
And you know that we talk about date night all the time. And yeah, we're in a stage of life where it works for us. But even if you have to do date nights at home or just be more intentional about it or just turn off your phones and do it.
Just spending time together.
Just quality time, taking a walk together. Like,
yeah, we do a lot of walks as well.
We do walks almost every night too.
We have, like,
we have a lot of time.
Amy has like 16 dogs, so they all have to be taken on a walk. So yeah, we do a lot of walks.
Just 3. The next one... What is your idea of the perfect date night? And I think this question is super important. It doesn't have to be perfect, but even if you change that question to what could we do for a date night this month or this week, or how can we improve our date nights? I think that's going to totally change the spark in your relationship.
Yeah.
And I think date nights need to be...
We should probably ask ourselves that question because I totally get in a rut and I'm like, I just want to be with you. Let's just go out to dinner and be... I mean, a lot of times our date nights are the same. And
but we try to switch it up. We invite, you know, some close friends every once in a while, or we're in a stage of life where like we don't really need to entertained. I think
I'm more of the boring one in the relationship. Like, I'm okay, just
Nick's fine just eating.
I'm fine just
But that's our marriage. And if you need more entertainment or you need to go out and do something fun together, if that's what's exciting to you, that's great. Like, that's the whole thing is, like, making sure you're talking about it and you're on the same page with that. Like, how do we keep our date nights exciting, right? The next one is really, really important. How do you feel about our level of trust in each other? And if you're just like, oh, that's a dumb one. We're both good. Fine. Trust is great. How can we make our trust in certain areas better? Maybe when it comes to social media or places we're going or people we're around. Like, do we 100% trust each other in every situation?
Yeah.
And that's a great conversation. And it's a really important conversation to have. How can we better prioritize our relationship amidst the busyness of life?
Simple. Shut down social media. Schedule sexual intimacy or time together. It really, like, oh, just drives me absolutely crazy because everyone is just like, everyone's excuse is life is so busy. I don't have time. Like, you don't have time for the most important thing. Important person in your life. You don't have time for your marriage. Like, you'd rather scroll on your phone. You'd rather, you know, be running the kids 100 different places, whatever it is.
Overscheduling your kids, overscheduling yourself. Yeah.
Like, it's so amazing that people just use that excuse and use it.
Do you think couples actually look at each other and say, how can we prioritize our relationship more, though? Like, if couples literally sat down weekly and said, how can we do a better job of prioritizing our relationship?
Yeah, that would... Yeah, imagine how, like, life-changing that would be, right?
It really would be. It's just really simple.
I mean, I think we kind of did that, right? Like, you and I have basically said, all right, what can we do to...
Well, we were starting to feel like roommates 10 years ago. And we were letting the kids run our life. We really were. It was like... Sorry, I can't tonight. So-and-so's got this, or I scheduled this, or I'm too tired, or... Like, sometimes you just have to step back and be like, we need to do a better job of it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The next one is, what role does forgiveness play in our relationship, and how do we improve in this area?
I think that's a big one, because a lot of times, pride gets in the way, and I think a lot of marriages just move on from different things, yet they're still thinking about an argument, or holding the grudge over something that happened 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's never, I guess, been resolved. And so it's just something that's always just back there.
Don't you feel like your sexual intimacy is completely not intimate when you're holding on to resentment in any way? Sure.
Yeah, you're not going to be connected.
You're not going to be connected. The next one is, how can we connect more emotionally after sex? In our marriage.
You laugh at me on this because I'm usually the one that's like, let's cuddle. And Amy's just like, all right, I'm done.
Good night.
Good night.
Go to bed.
I'm definitely the more high maintenance one on that.
But that's okay. Like, I need to know that that's important to you and that I can do better and not just rolling over and go to bed.
I probably have some ladylike tendencies when it comes to... I'm a little bit more emotional. I like talking. I like cuddling. I don't know.
Yeah. And I probably...
But I'm a full man, I promise.
He's a man. The next one is talking about sexual boundaries. What are your thoughts on your sexual boundaries and preferences? I don't know that this one needs to be, like, constant conversation, but, like, making sure that you have, like... set and talked about that, like, just so both people are comfortable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are intimate conversations, so bedroom boundaries are very important.
And I think a lot of people don't talk about those things. We just had a couple we know, the wife said, yeah, you know, I've been uncomfortable with these things, and she just never said anything, right? So that's going to make you feel resentment, things like that. So you have to talk about those things. Like, Amy and I have talked about those. We're like, hey, here are flat out no's in the bedroom.
And I'm like, full on agree.
So, like, we've talked about those things and, like, you know.
And even things that one person is less comfortable with, like, I feel like the one person should always come down to that person's comfort level. Like the person's like, I don't want to do that. Like, that really shouldn't be questioned, I think, if you fully respect your spouse, right?
I mean, there's...
Like, it's time to, like, it's healthy to, like, okay, let's try this or let's try this. Let's be a little bit open. But when one person's like, That needs to be respected in marriage. Yeah. But I think that's important to talk about. The next one is, how can we keep the romance alive more in our day-to-day lives? And you think that that's a woman question. But I got hammered on social media when I talked about how to romance a woman. And men were like, we want to be romanced too. And so...
Yeah, imagine if you were a husband and you got a text from your wife that said, I can't stop thinking about you. I can't wait for you to get home tonight to make love to you. Like, are you kidding me?
That's romantic. Like, I would be like,
oh, that guy's, the rest of that guy's work day would be useless. He would be...
We don't want that.
Well.
Oh, we do? We do want that. what are some things you wish we could do together as a couple? This is more like, okay, let's make ourselves a bucket list. Or a vision board. Me and Nick were talking about this morning. We're going to add a feature into the app. Because it's really important to not just make goals together, but to set some fun bucket list ideas, date night ideas. Like, have something to look forward to. Nick loves going on vacation. It doesn't happen a ton, but he looks so forward to that.
I do. I'm planning, like, the day after we get back.
You're
from
planning your next vacation, like, when we're on vacation. Daydreaming.
Yeah. Like, that's just what I love.
But that's what keeps you going, and that's what keeps you excited about life. And so
it is, for sure.
It doesn't need to be on that scale. But if someone is really looking forward to trying something or learning something or doing something fun together, like, I think that should be of importance. And I think it's important to write it down or make a vision board or make a bucket list together. It keeps your marriage exciting.
For sure.
Right? Okay, we're getting close. We're getting close. How do you feel about our level of affection towards each other? And you could put this on a scale to 1 to 10.
Yeah.
How do you feel about our level of affection towards each other? That could be emotional affection, physical affection, sexual affection. You can pick whatever word you want to put there.
And the reason why it's good to ask your spouse this is if you think it's a 10 and they say, oh, 6. I remember talking to Amy one time and I'm like, how would you rate us in this? And she's like, 7. And I'm like, 7? I thought you were a 10.
We had a good conversation.
We had a good conversation and understood what we needed to pick up on or do better at. So.
And you totally agreed after. You're like, yeah, I get where you're coming from there. Like, you listened and you really heard. And then we discussed how to, like, get me up to a 10, right? And that's what marriage is. The next one is, what are your thoughts on experimenting or trying new things in our intimate relationship? If you're feeling like you're kind of at a standstill, you've been married some years, we've been married 22, even at 22, we've implemented some new things to try and keep it exciting. I think this still needs to be a constant conversation.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if you're like many couples to where your intimate life isn't what you want it to be, that's all the more reason to try some new things.
It doesn't mean you have to get kinky and crazy.
Yeah, and we're not saying at all. You're exactly right.
This isn't
mean
about kinky and crazy.
No, in fact, I would say even more so, like, it's about how do we connect more on a deeper level. Like, how do we make love instead of have sex? How do we connect deeper? So when we're talking about trying new things, like, it's like sitting down and having that conversation saying, how do we make our love life better? Just like Amy came to me and she says, one of the reasons I don't enjoy sexual intimacy as much maybe as you do is because it only feels good to me for a few seconds and it feels good to you the whole time, right? And I'm like, yeah. So we're like, okay, how do we solve that problem? Mm-hmm. And we literally sat down and figured out how to solve that problem. when we solved that problem, now I feel like Amy's wanting to make love is a lot higher than what it was, because now it's like, the other night she's like, oh my heck, that felt like amazing the whole entire time.
But it took a lot of conversation to get there.
So what we're saying is, it's so important that if your love life isn't where you want it to be and it's just kind of in a routine, talk about those things and try a different approach to things. Find out why it's not where you want it to be.
Now, if we take this conversation, I like that you brought up the emotional part of it. If we want to turn this into a physical conversation, like, how do we really do spice it up after? I mean, there's only so many things you can try if you're not a kinky, crazy person, right? Which we're not. So then it's like, okay, this is my advice. This is why we designed the non-graphic positions, is to give you some ideas without you having to see anything you don't want to see. But now that we have the new toy that we've been selling out of, that would work a lot with a lot of those positions. So it's sometimes if it's a physical, you want to like kind of expand or try something new. You could try a different position with a different toy together, obviously, and that can switch it up. And if you take it to like a different room or in the closet or try it on the floor versus the bed, like if we are talking physical, there are ways to do the things that you already do and change them up a little bit.
For sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, last question. What are your expectations for our marriage right now, and how can we work as a team together to meet those?
It's a great question, yeah.
That's more emotionally connecting, but I feel like it's super important because I feel like we all have unhealthy expectations, and I think we all have healthy expectations. I think it's important to like step back and be like, is this a healthy expectation? Do you have expectations that aren't being fulfilled in our marriage? And just have that conversation, right? Like,
yeah.
To have a fulfilling marriage, you've got to feel like your expectations that are healthy are kind of being met, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the best ways, I think, you know, we obviously have gone through, what, 30 questions?
I think right? There's like 28, yeah.
One of the best things you can do is listen to this podcast together as a couple. And maybe this is a podcast that takes you a couple weeks to get through, but after each question, pause the podcast and do 5 or 6 questions at a time or 10 questions, depending on how many you get through or don't get through, and talk about these things together as a couple.
A lot of these conversations could be an hour conversation. It could be one a night.
Really. Oh, for sure.
And most of them are on the Ultimate Intimacy app under either the regular conversation starters or under the intimate conversation starters, because we know how important these conversations are, which is literally why we created the app, right?
Well, and again, we've said this 1,000 times, but it's a lot easier to go to your spouse instead of bringing the questions up yourself than your spouse thinking, where are you getting these ideas, right? It's so simple just to read these or say, hey, let's talk about this when it's coming from an app or when it's coming off a podcast or things like that. It can make it just a lot easier to bring it up together and have that conversation together.
Absolutely.
So
if you want a better emotional connection and you want a better sexual intimacy in your marriage, we feel like these are 28 to 30, whatever it was, really, really important questions.
Yep. So dive in. So if there's anything we haven't talked about on our podcast that you want to hear us talk about, reach out to us at amy@ultimateintimacy.com. Also, we just love hearing from a lot of you as to how you like the podcast and what we can do better. We love feedback, whether it's good or bad. We are open to criticism. Absolutely. We want to do a better job at everything that we do. So thank you again so much for listening. And until next time, we hope all of you find ultimate intimacy in your relationship.